You're listening to the audio production of Castle on the Rise, a Lost Castle novel, Book 2, by Christy Cambron, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Amy Rubinate. For Jeannie and Richard, because dear friends should have a castle of their very own. God spoke to you by so many voices, but you would not hear. James Joyce. 1. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. Present day, Les Trois-Moutiers, Loire Valley, France. Fairy tale weddings never included rain on the guest list, or snow, and they had both. November possessed an obstinate will, and Lane Forrester defied every raindrop that dared linger upon the leaded glass windows on her best friend's wedding day. Misty hollows clung to the autumn landscape outside the estate house at the Domaine du Renard vineyards and shadowed corners of the guest suite inside. Even as the clock nudged toward evening and they'd begun fitting Ellie in her bridal gown, the sky refused to relent. By the time Lane escorted Ellie along the road to Chateau de Durev, the Sleeping Beauty, as the castle was affectionately known, a thin layer of white frosted the limbs of the wild plums that lined the road on both sides. Snowflakes drifted down to greet them against a palette of winter grays and violets. Even with a stunning landscape, Lane now wished they'd thought better.